Several dozen homeless veterans picked up keys today to new apartments. They'll be living at the historic Roslyn Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Dana Beth Solomon tagged along with some of the new tenants.
Yay! All right!
Lionel Muldrew is unlocking the door to his new apartment for the first time. It's a big step up after 6 years living on the streets near the Staples Center.
Here's the refrigerator, the sink, the stove, and I think a microwave. Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm in the penthouse.
Muldrew's on the 12th floor. His large window looks out at the market-rate Roslyn Lofts across the street. Like the Roslyn Hotel, it's a historic building with architectural swirls along the windows. Both buildings are topped with a giant red neon heart, a tribute to the Hart brothers who built the hotels 100 years ago. Muldrew's window also looks out onto the edge of Skid Row. It's where many of the men moving into the Roslyn today had been living. The SRO Housing Corporation is making it possible for them to move into comfortable homes. Anita Nelson is CEO of the nonprofit.
It's exciting because our residents, who are all low income and formerly homeless, never saw themselves being able to live in this part of downtown.
Her organization spent almost 2 years renovating the aging hotel.
1264.
Every time a resident gets a set of keys, the SRO staff bursts into applause. The Roslyn will also welcome about 200 others, among them people with mental illnesses and people who had been chronically homeless.
You have people who have stories where, you know, they haven't worked or they may have been addicted to drugs or alcohol. They're in recovery and now they have an opportunity to get stabilized.
It's the veterans who are moving in first, in recognition of their service to the country. 56-year-old Lionel Muldrew served in the Army from 1979 to 1982, dealing with nuclear missiles and traveling from Oklahoma to Germany to Russia. His last job was working as a hospital janitor. He got laid off about 6 years ago, and it was the last time he had his own apartment. Muldrew still needs to bring over his belongings, but he's already planning the furniture.
I'm gonna bring like four little chairs, a little table, you know, something I can, you know, sit down and just have company then.
His first guest will be his niece, who he's just reconnected with after years of being homeless. Dana Beth Solomon, Annenberg Radio News.